patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin, Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change.
What
my
is this?
Kind of hard to explain, but Homer, I'll try. You need to sit down, this could take a while. See this girl,
see this dude, he sort of looks like you do.
The Zora gets
everything. He's old, bald headed, and white.
Tom Merritt.
Not quite. Close.
I'm reminded when I look at you.
All right, Pebble, that's it.
You remind me of a girl.
Yeah.
That okay, where's this going?
I think you know where it's going. Homer reminds us of a guy that we once knew.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, you tell the story.
I already told
him. He did.
Yeah, I already told him the story. I couldn't wait, sorry.
The picture's
sorry.
Up on Twitter, and I do actually look more like Bart Starr than I thought. But I still wanted a picture of Tom Barrett. That didn't happen. More importantly, how do you rate the food at Ted's? What grade did you give
so
it?
You don't want to talk about the fact that somebody thinks you look like Bart Starr.
Who is not alive anymore.
He's dead.
By the way.
How would you feel if someone said you look like a dead person? Zora, how would you take that?
I don't know.
That's never
I think she meant. I think she meant you look like him when he was alive.
Oh.
Not right now.
Okay. That's what an interaction.
Yes.
Oh, that was
only at Ted's.
That was better than only the food at Ted's.
You'll say, the reason I ask is you have to come back. I forgot to take a picture of you and Tony together to put on the picture wall.
The Wall of Fame.
And I didn't get you to sign the historically famous Giannis canvas. So there are two duties. And so I'm hoping you will come back, and that will depend, I'm assuming, on the food. Give it a B. How would you rate the food at Ted's?
Tony, what did you say?
Well, I give it an A.
Would I rate the food?
Yeah.
Or what did I think you would rate it?
I said you'd rate it a B.
How did you rate it?
No, you're first. Why are you trying to... Don't try to lean
well,
on
she
me.
She knows. No, it's not your kind of food. You're a vegan. You go there because you're very nice, and you went and ate bad food according to the food that you normally eat.
Right. So, I actually ate bacon.
Yeah.
You ate bacon and eggs and
I'm not feeling the greatest right now, but that's fine.
You knew that going in.
I knew that going in. That was gonna be a problem.
My food was great.
I was surprised that they had spinach and mushrooms, and that added a level of greenery to my omelet this morning that was much needed.
So by the looks of the place when you walked in, you're assuming they probably don't have spinach or mushrooms in here. Or avocado.
Avocado. I mean, come on. What more can you ask for?
I know. I was surprised, and I go there all the time.
I mean, when you walked in, Zora, what did you think? Like, what did you think? You're like, what?
It's what I expected, actually.
You thought you walked into the 50s.
No, I thought Zora said those things, they were going to act like they did when I asked once, do they have gluten-free stuff?
Nothing about your meal today was gluten-free, Homer.
No.
Yeah, why were you asking about gluten-free?
My wife needs gluten-free stuff. So.
Gotcha.
Well, y'all aren't going to Ted's then.
Yeah, well, no, you just get coffee. We go there and have
coffee. Or brownies, like you like to get.
She does not get the brownies, so the brownies are not gluten-free, I don't think. All right,
Bart Starr, what do you want to talk about?
No, I want to know her grade the food. I'm curious.
I don't want to give it a grade.
All right. That's all I need to know.
Sorry, just do it.
I told you she was going to say C. Yeah, you nailed it. We can move on. All right, Zora, you have to help me on this, and it's a tough situation. But I'm appalled what's happened to the NBA, and I claim that the Bucks are now tonight playing the Maine Celtics, and it's not your responsibility. But the NBA regular season has become the preseason, given the so many games that players don't play, and I feel bad for fans who pay good money for for great basketball, and they get preseason stuff. This is what teams do in the preseason.
Jason Tatum is ill. What do you want him to do? He's sick.
Yeah, like, I mean, Homer, what do you want them to do? Jalen Brown has a facial fracture.
A facial fracture, yes.
Again.
Marcus Smart sprained right ankle. Right. Come on.
Again, if this was one isolated case, this is the common situation in the NBA that you have big games that aren't big because people don't play.
Because they're human, and it's an 82-game season, and they're bopping all across the country. Hey, Grant Williams is going to play through right elbow swelling tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, tough guy. How about that, Homer?
Yes.
You didn't mention that. The guy's tough.
Yeah, again, it's Michael Jordan in 15 seasons played nine seasons of 82 games. LeBron James is in his 20th season. How many seasons do you think, Zora, that LeBron James has played 82 games?
None.
One.
Yeah, I believe it. It's hard.
It wasn't hard for Jordan? Wasn't hard for Wilt Chamberlain, who averaged over 48 minutes per game for a season? Think of that.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
They're built different back then.
I don't know what you can say. I feel bad for you.
Dr. J used to play in the Converse. They have no cushions.
Actually just played pickup in Converse the other day. Okay.
And how'd you play?
Those are probably newer Converse, not like the ones Doc played in.
I think they're pretty good. Well,
they're
Chuck.
Chuck Taylor's.
They're high tops. They're
Chuck. Yeah. Chuck's got nothing.
You're lucky to roll an ankle in those. Those are ankle rollers.
No, yeah, they're not great. My ankles are okay. Homer, I respectfully respond with, it's always, you know, the guys that were around when, you know, some of these older guys were playing that feel this way. Yeah. What it tends to be. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just feel for the fact that they're human and they actually do get hurt, and we're expecting them to not be able to walk after they play so that they can play in a basketball game. I mean, that's not the sacrifice they signed up for. Yes, they did sign up to play. And yes, they did sign up to entertain with their skills. But you don't sign up to have to play when you are actually injured.
So are players historically just way more injured now, or do they just not play in games in conditions in which for years and years and years they did?
I think a little bit of both. I do think guys back then probably played through a lot of injuries, and the science technology is way different now. You have different ways of, like, seeing exactly what's going on with someone. So maybe, you know, back then, maybe you're just doing an x-ray, and you're like, oh, nothing's wrong. No break. But, like, just because the bone's not broken doesn't mean there's not something going on.
That's true. Because I wanted to talk about this great game, but you can't call it a great game, given all the players that the Celtics are missing.
You don't know. These games often end up being quite entertaining, because the guys that do get to play want to prove their skill sets. Have you heard the name Cam Thomas?
I have heard the name Cam Thomas. He scored 40 points in a game, and I thought anybody can score 40 if he scores 40.
Oh, my goodness.
But I mean, come on.
All I'm saying is there's guys on benches all over the NBA that have the ability to put up high numbers and don't get the opportunity to do so. And that is what these nights breed. Cam Thomas actually had 1, 2, 3 40-point games in a row.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Anyone cannot do that.
How many years has he been in the league?
This is his second.
Okay. How many did he have prior to those three?
I believe that would be his first. I'd have to look that part up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. All right. So sell it, Zora. Big game tonight. Boston against.
Big game tonight. The Bucks were away from Pfizer Forum for over a week, and now get to play in front of fans again. The Boston Celtics are in town, first time since the playoffs, and they're without a number of their guys. Giannis is probable. Chris,
Let me interject on that to ask. Now, does probable mean, because we're trying to help people buying tickets and telling them never to buy a ticket until after the lineups are announced, and we got some lineup, but that still doesn't guarantee that someone's going to play. Is that right? You really never know until the game starts, or what are the rules to where it's possible that Giannis could still play, right? Versus being ruled
out. If you have a plan to not play somebody, then you got to put them on the injury report. But like, I keep going back to humans. So like, someone could be fine at 11 a.m. and not at 6 p.m. You can't, you know, plan for that. But probable means, you know, probable.
So is it like 3 hours before, or is it 11 a.m.? When do you first see the notice of what the status is?
Oh, well, you first get the first injury report 5:30 Eastern the night before the game.
Okay.
And then it's updated, you know, at various times between that and game time. You got the pregame press conferences that are like 90 minutes before the game. Some coaches reveal what guys are going to do.
Being the professional that you are, when do you feel 90% sure who's going to play? Or when will you be 90% sure about Giannis?
It really depends on the game and the situation.
Okay.
Because it depends on what's going on with a particular player.
Right. He's probable, which means there's still the chance versus what would the other ones? Out? Do they have questionable?
So we'll go probable, questionable, doubtful, out.
Okay. And probable is better than questionable?
Yes. Probable is the closest there is to being available.
And the rest of them, they say nothing. That just means they're healthy.
Right. If you are not on the injury report, then you are good to go. Anything can happen, but he should...
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the numbers. So what percentage of games is Giannis in when he's picked as probable? 8 of 10?
Was listed as probable for the entire West Coast road trip, so that would have been Portland, LA,
mm-hmm.
And he played in all three of those games.
Yeah.
So, take with that what you want.
Well, I mean,
Jay Crowder will not play until after the All-Star break, so no point.
He needs to get ready because he hasn't played at all.
He hadn't played. He said yesterday he hasn't even played 5-on-5 since last season. He, on purpose, you know, he said Shaka Smart with Marquette invited him to come play pickup with the guys. He was by Georgia Tech training. The team there invited him to come play pickup, and he just didn't want to risk anything.
And Dr. Zora and Dr. Tony, basketball doctors, what would you say would be your concerns about him getting hurt since he hasn't played in so long, or what's the best way to handle his return? Dr. Smith, if you would go first.
You just got to get in basketball shape, and you got to just slowly warm up to it. Don't try to rush playing too many minutes, going too hard. So it's just going to be a lot of work up to it. Just back like you're in training camp, ramping up.
Okay.
Ramp up. He said his lungs felt good, but his legs felt heavy. He played pickup yesterday. Bucks played 5-on-5 at practice.
His lungs felt
his
good.
His lungs. Come on, Bart.
Well, no. Like, how often does a player ever talk about their lungs?
Unless, let's talk about his wind. His wind is not where it needs to be.
I think he was just proving a point. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I feel good, but my legs are like, what's happening? You know.
So
that's what happens, Homer, if you don't know.
I don't know. I'm clearly admitting that.
Yeah. You stopped playing basketball for like, you know, a couple weeks. Like when I was like playing AAU and all that, you play like 2-3 games in a day, right? After the summer, maybe you take like a week, 2 weeks off, and you pick up a basketball game, your body's like, wait, what's going on? I thought we stopped this. So it's the same thing. Like he was working out, he was running, he said he was really trying to make sure he was in shape, but like he hadn't played like pickup like that. So his body's like, whoa, what's going on?
So after the All-Star break, you put him in 10 minutes, 12 minutes, or that's about it? Or
starting practice, I would assume.
All right. And then in games, how would you work his way back into games? Doctors?
Well, you got to figure out the rotation here. I mean, yeah, you got to work him back. We also have to figure out the rotation. I'm so intrigued. That's something we talked about it this morning at breakfast. There's so much talent.
I know who's minutes to cut.
I don't.
I want to go back and look at Tucker and see what Tucker got because his
role. But you keep comparing it to PJ Tucker, but it's like such a different situation.
The other players available, yes, but in terms of what you want Crowder to do versus what Tucker did, isn't that situation very similar?
Yes. Right. Like, yes. Yes.
Crowder's but better than Tucker.
The execution of it is going to be different.
Yeah, that's why we have you. You'll explain it to us.
Well, that's why. Well, I'll explain after I see whatever Coach Bud is going to do, which we won't know until post All-Star. And we really won't know, honestly, until Bobby Portis is back.
Yeah, and when's he expected back?
He should be soon. Coach Bud the other day said he's, like, ahead of schedule, doing really well, doing on-court work. If you get to the Bucks games early enough, you'll see him going through a pregame workout, see him run. So we'll just have to see. You know, the Bucks never rush anything.
Speaking of ahead of schedule, we're way behind schedule.
Yeah, and if we're going to be behind schedule and we're talking to Zora, I'm okay with it. You got anything else you want to tell us, Zora? Giannis going to put 75 up tonight. We're wondering how much he will play given the players missed.
The Bucks, you know, obviously have, you know, a great shot of pulling this one out, but let's not say this is a blowout before it's, you know.
It's a blowout.
Oh, my goodness. Please watch. I'm still watching it. I'm still watching.
I'm going to watch the game, but they should win by 10. They don't win by 10. That'd be a disappointment. How about that?
I'm watching a Providence game. Who are they playing?
Providence and Creighton.
Providence and Creighton. I'm watching that game, Sora.
Well, how can you?
This is a blowout.
This is the big game. Milwaukee and Boston.
It's a blowout.
How many points is a blowout? What are the Bucks going to win by?
20.
No, I'll go with 10. I don't think 20. 20? Zora, Zora, you're not doing the game. People should know this because it's on TNT, right?
Correct. Been playing really well lately, but also, like, first game back from a road trip. You've been in L.A. for a week. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, who do you want to sign with? Bucks win by 10 or Bucks win by 20? Which club are you joining, Zora?
I mean, there's so many players out for Boston.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a 20.
It sounds like a 20 piece. She doesn't want to say 20.
Sounds like a 20 piece. Oh, she wants to split the middle. No, you can't split the middle.
All right, well, let's see.
Switzerland.
I say 10. So pick a side. She says 15. You say 20. Let's see who's closest.
Boom.
Boom. Thanks.
Talk soon.
See you, Zara.
Don't think she's coming back to Ted's.
Nope.